Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Friday Night Specials with Diane Lenning. Welcome to Friday Night Specials with Diane Lenning. Tonight's reading is Daniel chapter 6. We're so glad you're with us. We will begin in a few minutes. Welcome to Friday Night Specials with Diane Lenning. We'll begin shortly. Tonight's reading will be in the book of Daniel, chapter 6, so look for your book. Welcome to Friday Night Specials with Diane Lenning, coming to you live from the United States of America. We are so glad each one of you is with us. You might want a pencil to jot down our toll-free number if you want to call in and take down our website. The toll-free number is 1-877-497-9937. Again, that's 1-877-497-9937. And our website URL that you can look on the internet on your computer any time of day or night, according to what is a good time for you, is www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. I'm also on Facebook. Just look up Diane Lenning, DianeLenning, and friend me if you'd like. I do have two pages, so take your choice, whichever one's available. Let's begin tonight as we like to with the Lord's Prayer. I know I say it often, but I think it's a good scripture and prayer for every Christian around the world to know by heart. And it is found in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you so much, Lord, for that prayer that you've given us to pray. And we also want to pray as well in our own words. As if talking to our Father God, let's just pray together. Bow your heads and fold your hands, and let's worship the Lord together in our prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word that you've given us as our spiritual food. We thank you for our brothers and sisters in the Lord around the world, for many who have given their hearts and lives to you, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless each one, help each one to grow in the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ, to become more like you, Jesus, to show God's love, and in serving and helping others, in doing good to the least of these among us, we do unto you, dear Lord. We thank you for a giving spirit and a loving spirit that you give us, and help us to act upon that for your glory, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Well, as you may recall, some of the songs I play, you can find on the internet and download songs. And for a fee, download them. That's why I say the name and the singer, so that you can look that up and have for your enjoyment all the time. You know, the Lord Jesus is just wonderful. He loves us, and I know you and I love him. And couldn't you just sing of his love forever? I know I could, and I know some of you, my friends, could as well. So let's listen to the group named Delirious. I could sing of your love forever. And if we had a voice and the strength to do it, yes, we could. We certainly have the will, the mind, and the heart to do it. I'll be right back, so stay with me. I could sing of your love forever, Jesus. Stay with us. Ooh.
over the mountains and the sea. Your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down, yeah. I could sing your love forever. Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down, yeah. I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love.
praise the name of the Lord. We do love you, dear God, and we praise your name. Hallelujah. We're reading tonight in the book of Daniel, chapter 6, in conjunction with our study that we had in Revelation before we started Daniel, to show you the power of God that he has already demonstrated, and to know that he's going to demonstrate it again. There is no doubt. You can have confidence in that. In chapter 6, we're going to find that Daniel is made chief of the presidents, and then they conspire against him. And something very negative happens to him, but as in God's plan, God is magnified and glorified. So if you're ever going through tough times and trials, remember that it's probably going to be that God will be glorified through it. So have faith and confidence and trust the Lord through your times of trials. Verse 1, chapter 6. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give account unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred, or distinguished, above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. They were plotting against him. But they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Now there may be some who have felt in similar situations where you followed the Lord, you've done everything right, you know that you're faithful, you've not done anything for occasion for fault, and yet bad can happen. Well, if it does, you know that it's probably attacks from Satan, the enemy, or his soldiers. Verse 5, then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except... here's what I mean. We find it against him concerning the law of his God. In other words, they're just going to manufacture one, going to make one, or fabricate it. And we see so much of this today in politics, and it's really a shame. We've seen this over and over, even among people who profess to be Christians, to fabricate things against other Christians in some cases, or anybody, just for their own personal wiles of wanting to win or to hurt another. That's not a godly character trait. So if you ever find yourself doing that against another, please ask God to forgive you and help you not to assassinate a person's character or to do things like these men are plotting. 6. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains, have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree, that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast unto the den of lions. Well, we can see this coming, can't we? Because we know Daniel is a man of God and worships God, and there is no other god before God in Daniel's life. So they were trying to get a law made that would ensnare and entrap Daniel. Verse 8, now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing, that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now, do you think King Darius knew what these men were doing? Probably not. But he did make the mistake of puffing himself up a bit and thinking too much of himself, didn't he, by going along with this. Verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime, as he always did. This was his pattern, and people knew it. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before God, just like they plotted, planned, and hoped he would, so they could ensnare him. Verse 12, then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Have you ever heard of tattletales? People who plot against you, then snap and entrare you, then snap that trap, and then turn you in and tattletale. It's evil. It's not of God. Godly people don't do this. 12. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition 3 times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. He liked Daniel. He didn't know that this trap was set to ensnare Daniel. He didn't want this to happen, but he had decreed it. Had everybody heard him? Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and the Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king establisheth may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake continually, he will deliver thee. He believed, just like Christians, that his God would deliver him. That's interesting, isn't it? And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. We'll be back in a few minutes to hear the rest of the chapter and what happens with Daniel there at verse 18. But let's just take a short break and let's worship the Lord and lift the name of Jesus on high. Lord, we do lift your name on high. We praise your name, Lord, as we hear Stuart Townsend sing, Lord, I lift your name on high. We'll be right back. Thank you.
You came from heaven.
continue on in verse 18 and see what happens with Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. He was worried about Daniel. He liked Daniel. He didn't like having to do this, but he had caught himself in a trap here. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he eried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. He cried. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest, continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, I have done no hurt. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions. The accusers, whoa, be careful who you accuse of what. And they cast the accusers into the den of lions, them, but not only them, their children and their wives. And the lions had the mastery of them, and break all their bones in pieces, or ever they came at the bottom of the den. So be careful of whom you plot against to do evil to. Your consequences will perhaps be different than you thought. Verse 25. Then King Darius wrote unto all people and nations and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. It's interesting it says that dwell in all the earth. Just set that aside and remember that, store that in the back of our mind. Verse 26, I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. I want to read that last part again. For Daniel's God is the living God and steadfast forever. He is there for us always, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who had delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thou art almighty, powerful, the living God, whose kingdom will win and reign in the end. If you'd like to be a child of this God whom we spoke about, you can be a child of God. You can give your heart to the Lord God tonight or today, right now. It says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If we want to spend eternity in God, with God in heaven, if we want to have entrance into heaven, we need to accept Jesus into our heart. John 3:3, Jesus said, "You must be born again in the Spirit in order to enter the kingdom of heaven." It's a spiritual rebirth, my brothers and sisters. John 1:2 says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God." So when you receive the Lord God into your heart right now, you have the right to be a part of God's family and to receive the inheritance of your Father, God. If you'd like to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior and become a part of God's family, please say this prayer with me and repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I am separated from you, but I want to be with you. I believe that Christ died on the cross for my sins, and I receive your forgiveness. I am willing to turn from my own ways of walking in darkness and step into the light and walking with you, Lord God, in the light. Walking your way, Lord Jesus, as you would have me to walk and to be as a Christian. Lord Jesus, I now invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. Praise the name of the Lord. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life, all the days of my life. And I thank you so much, Lord, for this blessed gift of eternal life in the hereafter with you and Father God. We thank you in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. You have just become a part of God's family. The angels in heaven are singing, and we want to remember that it's in Christ alone that we receive salvation, because he served as the lamb sacrifice so that our sins could be forgiven. And it's Christ who will help us in our life as a Christian. So let's listen to this together. Stay with me, and we'll be back for our closing one. Praise the name. Stay with me. Mm-hmm. praise the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all of our friends and family members in God's family who listen with us each time and listen to the reading of your word. Lord, we pray that you would bless each one and anoint those who want to share the gospel and be in the ministry for others. Lord, we pray that you would give each one knowledge and understanding of the scripture, and that the Holy Spirit would be with them to give them guidance and love and a feeling of confidence in knowing that God cares about each one of us. We pray for healing for those who are sick. Whatever is their infirmity, Lord, we just pray right now for a touch from the Lord Jesus to heal our family, Lord. And we pray for those who are stronger than the weaker, Lord, that you would continue to give them strength to help the weak, and that the weak would become stronger. We pray, Lord, for those who need a direction for what to do in their lives, Lord, that you will give them a sense of knowing that you are there with them, and you will give them signs and wonders and a feeling of knowing when they're on the right path to doing what you want them to do. We pray, Lord, for those who would come against our Christian family, that you would soften their hearts and take the evil from their hearts and let them see the reality of God in our Christian family. And call upon the Lord Jesus, as we heard of a Muslim lady doing not too long ago, when there was a tsunami and her whole town was being threatened. She and her friends and family gathered into the local church and asked the Lord Jesus, called out to Jesus, to protect them. And the tsunami fell all around them. And when it was over and they came out, those inside the church were the only ones remaining alive. And there were dead bodies laying all around from the tsunami. Lord, help people around the world to call upon the name of Jesus, to realize, Lord, that you are the one whom they've longed for, the one they've sought after, the one they really want to love and to serve. We bind the spirits of evil that would work havoc and evil and meanness, violence and destruction upon others around the world. We bind that spirit in the name of Jesus, and we loose the power of your angels in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will be glorified. The power of God will be revealed and seen by everyone. That people will know it is the power of God that has answered and spoken. And we pray these things in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's just praise the Lord together in our own voices. Thank you, Lord, for providing for us. Maybe it's not the palace we would have liked to live in, or even the best place in the world to live, but that's where we were born. And that's where you provided for us. We pray that you would help us to look and find the goodness in it and the good things around us, and to look for our call according to your purpose. Praise your name, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Just worship the Lord with me. Worship the Lord right now. Raise your hands and praise the name of Jesus. Let's do that together. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Just worship the Lord together. Thank you, Jesus. Well, thank you, my friends, for being with us. We're coming again to the end of another time together in worship, prayer, and reading and studying the scripture together. We pray God's blessings on you, and until next time, this is Diane Linning, your host, coming to you live from the United States of America. And remember that God loves you, and I love you too. So until next time, take care and walk Bible in hand, worshiping and praising the Lord and thanking God for your salvation. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.